Okay, now that was the case for ideal solution behavior, so delta H equals zero. What happens if delta H solution doesn't equal zero? So we've got two possible situations. We've got delta H solution is positive, which is that graph there, and delta H solution is negative, which is the graph on the left. Now in both cases, these are very far away from that previous graph. Remember, previous graph had a nice boiling point curve going down like that, the vapor in contact. Now we've got a maximum in the case of delta H equals negative, and we've got a minimum in the case of delta H solution equals positive. It's the same plan as before. We've got a boiling point curve and a vapor composition curve, but now we have got minima and maxima in these curves. Now the deviations at the top, delta H solution equals positive, is indicating that the vapor pressure of A is greater than you would calculate from route 4, and the vapor pressure of B is greater than you would expect from route 4. This is due to the liquid interacting in an unfavorable manner together and pushing more molecules into the gas phase. Okay, they're sort of repelling each other, so you've got more vapor pressure. In the second case, it's the opposite situation. So we've now got favorable interaction of the component liquids when you put them together. Now the key point is this minimum and the maximum. At this point, the boiling point curve hits the vapor point curve, meaning that the vapor has got an identical composition to the liquid. Now normally, when we carry out a distillation then, what's happening, and we'll just flick back for a second to the